Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Oh, yeah. I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Before we start our program today, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for each and every person that will tune into the show today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for changing mindsets, dear Heavenly Father, and doing things within them that they don't even realize, cleaning their heart out, their minds, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth with the program today, dear Heavenly Father, open my mouth that I may be able to speak in your behalf, dear Heavenly Father, because it's not about me, it's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you for Blog Talk. I thank you for this show, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for every topic that you give me to speak on, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to minister to someone, dear Heavenly Father, that may listen in or may call in, even later in the archive. In the gracious name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic is, do you know? I'm going to say that again. Do you know how to overcome bitterness? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. You know, let's admit it. Forgiving another person can be hard. You say you forgive, but when it boils down, have you really forgiven? Do you still have that bitterness in your heart, in your mouth, in your mind? You know, forgiving another person can be hard, really hard. You may have every reason to feel hurt, anger, bitter, but you need to forgive. You need to have forgiveness. I know you are saying, how can I let go of the past without forgetting it? You can't. Think about it. When have you been willing to forgive? Restoration is amazing thing. A restoration relationship is truly amazing. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart incorporated to forgiveness into your everyday life. So today we're going to talk about how to overcome bitterness, and we are coming from the scripture. So if you want to get your Bibles, feel free, because I'm going to give you this chapter as we go along. You know, for one thing, I know you saying the question, and some of my tag words I'll be using throughout this broadcast is bitterness, forgiveness, and hurt. We all have been hurt. We all have had bitterness. And we all had to go to God and ask for forgiveness. If you haven't yet, that means just keep living. Keep getting up saying good morning, because it's going to come a time in your life that you're going to go through these things that I will tell you about in just a second or two. You know, you're saying in your mind, why do I sometimes feel bitter? Well, today I'm going to tell you. Bitterness comes when you allow anger to control you. You can have that bitterness in you so deep down that you don't even realize it. But in Genesis 27 and 41 say, he is talking about Esau hated Jacob because their father had given Jacob the blessing. And Esau began to scheme. How many of y'all done schemed out there? I will kill my brother Jacob. Here was bitterness right there. He wanted to take and did take the life of his brother. I went over to Miss Esther, 5 and 9. Here, Haman was a happy man as he left the banquet. But when he saw Mordecai sitting at the palace gate, bitterness set in. Notwithstanding up or trembling nervously before him, Haman became furious. That's when that anger set in. Then I went over to Mr. Samuel, 1 Samuel 30 and 6. David was now in great danger because all his men was very bitter about losing their sons and daughters. And they began to talk of stoning him, talking about stoning David. But David found strength in the Lord his God. You got to go to God, y'all. You can't do it on your own. You got to find that strength, that inner strength only God can give you. And as I pondered on those scriptures for my topic today, you know, relationships can only move forward with forgiveness. And here I went to Joseph in Egypt. Here God warned Joseph plan, help Egypt to survive the famine. Others didn't fare so well. You know, Jacob and his family were among those who suffered, which means they were supposed to join the many nations coming to Egypt for gain. And when you think about it, coming to Egypt for the grain, this tells about a series of tests Joseph put his brothers through when they arrived in Egypt. How many tests have you been through? Think about it. You holding somebody else up, but don't you know you holding your own blessing up when you don't ask for forgiveness, when you have that bitter so far down in you, that hurt so far down in you, and God speak to your spirit and say, when you forgive, when you move that bitterness and that hurt, I know what they did to you. I know what they said about you, but I want you to come clean. I've been there, you all. I know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm doing this show today. Do you know how to overcome bitterness? I had to go down within my sanctified soul. Ask God to give me a clean heart. Clean out every bitterness, every hurt, every unforgiveness that somebody had done to me. I don't care what they did. For you to get the blessing, for you to experience what God has for you, you're going to go through a series of tests. You're going to be tested. Just like Joseph did. See, Joseph was being tested. And here God sent his brothers to him. And, you know, Joseph revealed who he was, welcomed his brother back into his world. But here, his brothers didn't know who he was. All the things that he had been through. And I know you've read the story of Joseph over in Genesis. I know you've seen what his brothers done to him. Left him in a pit. From everything. But here, I'm going to tell you what is. You know, even in Hebrews 12 and 15, it's saying, look after each other so that none of you fail to receive the grace of God. You know, watch out that no poison root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. You know, you got to go through and do what God has said to do. No matter what somebody else doing, you got to do what God say. Because when you do what God say do, you will not fail. And my computer have went out, so I hope you all can still hear me, because I'm going to go on with this broadcast today. You know, bitterness come when you forget God's grace, which is showered on you each day. And what is the result of unresolved bitterness? Here Esau hated Jacob because their father had given Jacob the blessing. And Esau began to scheme. I will kill my brother, Jacob. But Rebekah heard about Esau's plan. So she sent for Jacob and told him, listen, Esau is plotting to kill you. You know, when you think about that, God always has someone on your behalf. And when he sends somebody on your behalf, he gonna let you know what's going on. My. We just got to be attentive and do what God said do. We can't let nothing stop us from what God say and what his plan. No matter what somebody doing to hurt you, God got the final say. God will bring justice. And all you got to do is give it to God. God will prevail every time. He is just that kind of God. My. God will do just what he said he would do. You know, and when I thought about that, when I read that in the Word of God, unresolved bitterness lead to hatred, jealousy, and anger and revenge. How many times some of y'all want to revenge somebody? But God told you, no, not so. You know, you got to do what God say do. And you know, unresolved that, it keeps you from fellowship with God and others. And it blinds you from noticing God's blessing. My. And I know you're saying, well, how do I deal with bitterness toward others? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked today. When you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against. That's what the words say. And you'll find that in Mark 11:25. When you are praying, forgive. So that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. My. I'm just so happy that I learned how to forgive and how to take it to God in prayer. My. And over in the eighth chapter of Acts, 22nd to the 23rd verse, it says, repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive your envy thoughts, for you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin. You don't want to be held for all that you holding in. You want to be released of all those things today. And today, don't you know you can be released from all those things you've been had captive in your heart and in your mind? You can be released of it. God wants you to let it go today. Let it go. Let it go. You know, for a moment, Joseph, brothers, in an instant, the weight of their guilt and their lives was exchanged for a heart-stopping realization that the next few moments might be the last. You know, here Joseph could have ended their lives simply by waving his hand. Instead, Joseph invited them to come closer. You know, the enemy tried to get in this broadcast today, just clean my screen completely. But I thank God for the ones that stayed on, because I kept talking. I refuse to let that enemy take charge over. I take authority over this machine today. I have control over this show today. I have the power, and I take dominion over what the enemy tried to do today to kill this broadcast. But God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You know, the brothers received an invitation to be restored in their relationship with their brother they thought they had killed. The dreamer they had once despised so severely and had removed from their presence offered them a chance to come close again. And that's what we have to do. You know, they was given a second chance. How many of you out there in computer land, telephone land, have been given a second chance? You know, the burden of their lives removed, the relationship repaired. That's when you go to God and ask for forgiveness, which is extended. You know, only Joseph had the power to make this happen. I realized I had the power. I took authority over it. Wait a minute. I can't keep harboring this stuff. I want the blessings of God. So my prayer daily, in my prayer, God, if you find anything in me, my mind and my heart, that ain't right against anybody, take it out. Because I want to be free of this here. I don't know where my name at on the road. I don't want to be held captive of anything. I want the blessings of God. And I want forgiveness, all the hurt, all the pains I have experienced, take it away. You know, even here in, how can we let go of the past without forgetting it? You can't. You got to let go of the past to forget it. God said he forgive us. 7 times 7? That means if God forgive us that many times, surely you can forgive your sister and brother. I know you're saying on the other end right now, but you just don't know, prophetess, overseer, what they said about me, what they did. Look what they did to Jesus. Look what they said to Jesus of all the things he did. Look what they did. But he forgave them, didn't he? He didn't hold it against them. He threw it in the sea of forgetfulness. And that's what we have to do. We got to throw it in the sea and forget that thing. God don't want us to harbor that stuff. God want us to get rid of all that junk, because that's all it is, a bunch of junk. And until we get rid of it, it's going to linger and linger. You know, Joseph added another amazing statement. It was all God's plan, not his. Not only did Joseph's words imply forgiveness, they also allowed his brothers to see that they all had been instructed and instrumented in God's plan. They didn't realize it. See what they needed to eat? See, he had the blessings for them then. For them to be able to eat, go back and give to their family, father, and everybody, Joseph was holding the blessing. Jesus forgave Joseph. But until he forgave his brothers for what they did, my. Just look. Just absorb that for a little while in your mind like mine. And just see on that forgiveness, moving that hatred, moving that anger, moving that bitterness, how God came in and restored Joseph, give Joseph everything that he needed. Just think about what God will do for you in your life when you get and forgive. Remove that hurt, remove that anger, remove that pride. Because pride stands in the way of somebody healing today, Unforgiveness is standing in somebody's blessing today. Somebody's bitterness is standing in the way of them being happy, going to the next level. It's time to get rid of that junk today. You know, the brothers had paid a high price all their life for the awful things they had done to Joseph. Just think about, some people think they done got away scot-free. No, they didn't. They thought they got away scot-free. But just look at what God is doing and what God is saying in this story. His caring words to them were, don't be worried or angry with yourself, which can also be translated, don't grieve. I've passed that. God have delivered me from that. How many of you all can say that's listening to this broadcast this morning or sometime this afternoon or the night in the archive? Don't you know your life will be sweeter when you get rid of all that clutter, all that stuff, all that junk that's in your heart? Remove it today. Just remove it. God want to bless you today. He want to give you everything that you need today. And I come to just encourage you today. You know, grief is such a powerful emotion. And you can have grief and not just be the lost someone in your family with sorrow. You know, its effect can include nausea, and you wonder why you nauseated. It can give you insomnia. You wonder why you can't sleep. And it can give you depression, and you wonder why you depressed. You know, all of which can last for years. You go into the doctors. You asking this one to pray for you, that one to pray for you. But when you look at it, you done brought all that upon yourself. It's time to get rid of that junk. It's time to let it go. Men and women of God, it's time to clear the slate. You know, the longer the grieving process you keep, the greater the impact on you as an individual. Have you ever noticed someone's demeanor and immediately knew he or she must be carrying a heavy burden? You've come across people like that, and you say, my, they're really going through. But here Joseph saw that in his brother and said, don't be worried or angry with yourself. Joseph gave his brothers permission to stand tall. He said it was God and not his brothers who had sent him there to Egypt. Where have God sent you? You may be going through an Egypt experience right now. Are you ready to come out of Egypt? Are you ready to come out of Lolaba? Until you get it right, you're going to stay in Lolaba and Egypt. And I'm using that as an example today. You know, here are three things I want to give you today. God brought a canvas at just the right time in your life. God introduced Joseph to the baker and the cupbearer. Well, I'm introducing you today to Jesus. I'm the baker and the cupbearer today. God sent the dreamer to Pharaoh and gave Joseph the ability and the opportunity to interpret his dream and offer a plan of action. Well, I come today to let you know all about that bitterness today. It's time to get rid of that. It's time to let those things go. God loves you. He cares about you. And I care about you. So that's why I brought this topic today. How to overcome bitterness. Because it's killing so many people in the body of Christ today. So many people are hurt, carrying around bitter, anger, hurt, all these things. But God want to remove them today. My. You know, God is at work in your life. So even in difficulty and trying circumstances in your life, consider that God may be using difficult situations and difficult people to bring you into a better place and a closer walk with Him. Don't hold those circumstances against the other people involved. Allow God to work through your heartfelt, honesty work. You know, words that could speak freedom and forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is an act of the will. You got to have that will. You got to have that want that you want to forgive. You got to go to God and say, God, please forgive me. I've been carrying around this stuff for 10 years, 15 years. I've been holding up my own blessing and didn't realize it. Being on a guilt trip. I'm tired of this, Lord. Please remove all this stuff from me, Lord. I want to be set free today. And don't you know, God will do it for you. All you got to do is trust Him, obey Him, listen to Him. You know, restoration is an amazing thing. Don't you want to be restored today? And, you know, when you think about it, being restored, where God will restore everything that the devil and the enemy have stolen from you. You know, to have a restoration home is nice, but a restored relationship is truly amazing. When God gives you that restoration with Him, my. When you think about that separation you've been had with your family, with them close to you, my. When I just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's doing for me, when I start forgiving, start moving that hurt, start moving that anger that I thought I had moved. But when I truly, truly went to God and had that thing removed, blessings started coming down from heaven. God started raining down showers and showers of blessings. Just like you see that rain come down, blessings started coming down. The ministry started coming together. The building came in place. Things we needed for the building just start pouring in. That's when you have given that up, that unforgiveness. You start trusting God. You start obeying God on what He said and not what you thought in your fine like mind. You start really tapping on to the source. And the source is Jesus Christ. My. You know, here in this story, Jacob directed his brothers to leave immediately and tell their father the news. And that's what God is telling us. Go, blow the trumpet, tell everybody about what God have done for you when you gave and went and got that forgiveness out of your heart. As Psalm 51 says, give me a clean heart and renew a right mind and spirit within me. When you go to God and get that stuff fixed, I mean, you're going to be a different person. You're going to be on cloud nine. People going to say, it's something different about him. It's something different about her. What's going on? And they're going to say, it's something going on bigger than me and I. Me and you. We say, it's God. It's all about God. And when you sold out for God, when you truly sold out for God, you ain't worried about what nobody say, what they doing, what they think. When you know your God, your Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Yahshua, have forgiven you, you have asked truly for forgiveness from your heart, God will give you everything you need. And, you know, you think about the action on your part, it begins to maintain the process of reconciliation, having that connection to God. My. You know, you can't help but just shout to the top of your lung. When people see you coming into the sanctuary, because you are the church, they'll see a different demeanor. They'll see a different you. When you talk to them, you're talking a different talk. You're not feeling sorry for yourself or having that pity party no more. My. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when I think about the space was removed with forgiveness, how God came in and opened doors and blessed you, put you on the road called straight to Him, how you could walk around with your head up high. My. You know, I kept on with the show, y'all. My screen just came back up. But I refuse to let the enemy have any place. I say I took authority and dominion over this broadcast today. Do you know how to overcome bitterness? See, the enemy didn't want this broadcast to go forth. But I thank everyone that stayed online, that tapped in to the source. Hallelujah. Because God is the source. You know, some of the main things that you have, I'm going to give you today, how you can incorporate forgiveness into your everyday life. I want you to consider the following step. One, connect with family. Take time this week to intentionally connect with a family member. Invest in your relationship as a preventable measure against bitterness and strife. Number two, identify your hurts. Think about the major pain points that cause you to harbor unforgiveness against others. Ask God to help you understand those hurts. You got to go to God. You can't go by yourself. You can't go to sister. But you got to go to God first. But also to forgive even as He hasn't forgiven you. Third, apologize when necessary. Don't matter who said something. You might not like what the pastor said. You might not like what the prophet said or evangelist said. Or you might not even like what mom and daddy said. If you're wrong, someone acknowledge it. Be bold in action for forgiveness. You know, it's hard to let go of hurts others have caused you. You can't figure out why. You asking God, God, what did I do? What did I do? Sometimes it seems nearly impossible with some people. But it's worth the effort. Why? Because the taste of forgiveness is far sweeter than the taste of bitterness. You know, when you think about it, you let them know, I love you. I don't hold a grudge. I don't have no hatred in my heart whatsoever because I went to God on this here. I couldn't do it without God. All the hurt I had, I couldn't do it on my own. I had to go to God. All the misinterpretation people had of me and things they did to me, When I asked for forgiveness, God removed the bitterness, removed the hurt, the anger, the anguish that I went through. And I truly was sold out to Jesus. God started showering blessings. He started showing, okay, overseer, prophetess, it ain't about you. I'm fixing to open some doors that you never thought possible. But you being obedient and doing what you know you needed to do. And that's where I learned how to deal with bitterness toward others. And you know, forgiveness is an antidote to bitterness. It lifts burdens. Another thing it do that I'm going to tell you that you didn't realize, it cancels debts. Yes, I mean debts. The debts you got, God will start canceling them debts. Bills will start coming in, say, paid in full. And you say, well, I thought I owed one or two more payments. Your car note, you say, well, wait a minute. You'll get a letter saying, car note paid in full. Here's your title. And free you from the chain of unresolved anger. That's me when forgiveness is the antidote to bitterness. You know, God promised you in Colossians 3 and 13, remember the Lord forgave you. So that means you can forgive somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah on that. Do you know how to overcome bitterness? I just give you the answer. I just give you the antidote. And I just let you know, I want you all that overcome forgiveness to start calling in this broadcast. If you don't get me today, be ready next week with your testimony on how God done forgave you. You can forgive others. And how your bill, that's one of the main things we as men and women of God, as Christians, staying in debt. Because somewhere down the line, we haven't gotten that forgiveness. So today, he will cancel your debt, whether it's financial debt, whatever debt you may be in today, he will cancel it. He'll free you from the change and the change of unresolved anger. We have so many people running to the doctor for depression, for anger, for bitterness, for hurts. The doctor can't solve that. You know the doctor can do it? It's Dr. Jesus. He is the antidote. He's the one that can solve every problem that you have. And when you call on his name, I'm going to play that song for you right now. It's not that long, but when you call on the name of Jesus, my. Praise the Lord. When you call on the name of Jesus, he will heal you of everything that you're going through. Every hurt, every unforgiveness, he will do just what he said. He will do just what he said, what he said, what he said, what he said.
I'm on my broadcast according to my thanks.
He will do just what he said. When you call on his name, Jesus, he'll do just what you need him to do. So I hope next week when I come back with another exciting topic that you will call in. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Ask someone today for forgiveness. Even that enemy that have caused you to lose your job, that enemy that came in like a flood, that caused you hurt, bitterness, anger, call on the name of Jesus. Go to God in sincerity and let God know, please, Lord, forgive me. Let me have that forgiveness for my sisters and brother. Move this hurt from me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anyone have anything to say on the line before I leave, please hit 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. And if not, I love each and every one of you all and hope to hear from you all next week with another exciting topic. Dominion, authority, power, and destiny. Nothing is being done without the power of God. You're not taking authority over your situation. And you got to go in and take up the land. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Until next week, I want you all to be blessed. And I thank everyone that came on the show today that stayed. I hope you was able to hear the entire program because my screen went completely out. And it happened too long, come back on. But you know, God is able. And I told God, I told my Heavenly Father, I told Yahweh, y'all sure all about this broadcast and this screen. So I hope someone was being blessed today, whether in the archives or not. Or we give God the praise today, and we give him the glory for this broadcast. Do you know how to overcome bitterness? And it's going to my God, your God, Yahweh, Yahshua, our Heavenly Father, and ask him to forgive you. As he has forgiven you, you can forgive the other. And just think, if he gave all those that stoned him at the cross, what about you? Until next week, have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. I love each and every one of you all. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one and tell you just how much I love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.